This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman gave a comprehensive picture of how this year's budget will contribute to the nation's economic transformation in his speech in the Lok Sabha. Sharing the video of the Finance Minister's reply on the budget in the Lok Sabha on social media, Mr. Modi said that she emphasized on Reform Express, the support to MSMEs, skilling, push to next-gen infrastructure and education, among others. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman replied to a discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha last evening. She stressed that government is giving a major push to build a robust infrastructure in the country with emphasis on labour-intensive sectors and MSMEs to generate employment opportunities and facilitate growth. Lok Sabha has taken up the Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Industrial Relations Code 2020. The amendment seeks to avoid any future unwarranted complication over the continuity of three laws, which was replaced by the Industrial Relations Code of 2020. These are the Trade Unions Act 1926, the Industrial Employment Standing Orders Act 1946, and the Industrial Disputes Act 1947, relating to trade unions, industrial employment, and industrial disputes. Though the repeal has occurred by operation of Section 104 of the Code itself, there is a possibility of future confusion being created on a misconceived ground that the Act delegates the power to repeal these enactments to the Executive. Minister of State for Power, Shripad Yesso Nayak, has said that India has moved from being a power deficit nation to a power surplus country. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in Lok Sabha today, Mr. Nayak said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several reforms have been carried out in the power sector since 2014. The minister said the Electricity Amendment Bill will be introduced soon, aimed at strengthening the power distribution sector through financial discipline.
Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the power sector has undergone comprehensive reforms since 2014. As a result, India has transitioned from being power deficient to becoming a power sufficient and even power surplus nation.
Polling is underway for the 13th National Parliamentary Election and simultaneous referendum in Bangladesh amid tight security. Voting began from 7:30 a.m. and will continue till 4:30 p.m. at over 42,700 centres across 299 constituencies. Alongside electing a new government, voters are deciding on proposed constitutional and institutional reforms under the July Charter, though critics say combining multiple reforms into a single yes or no question limits the voters' choice. More than 12.77 crore voters are eligible to cast their ballots. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have paid tribute to Swami Dayanand Saraswati on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu said that Swami Dayanand Saraswati provided invaluable guidance to the entire society as well as to the country's education system. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Swami Dayanand Saraswati made unparalleled contributions not only in promoting education but also in enriching Indian culture and tradition. In the FIH Pro League men's hockey, Harmanpreet Singh-led Indian team will take on Argentina in Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium, Rourkela, Odisha today. The hosts will face Belgium again on the 14th before concluding the leg against Argentina on the 15th of February. India began their FIH Pro League campaign with a 1-3 loss to Belgium at the same venue yesterday. Nelson Onana, Thomas Krolls and Arno van Dessel scored for Belgium, while Shila Nandalakra netted the lone goal for India. The two sides were locked 1-1 at half-time and at the end of the third quarter, before Belgium struck twice in the final 15 minutes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.